Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? How are the braces treating you?
They're coming along, you know?
We said at the end of last episode, I think these things help. You know, it's like, and for those listening who didn't listen to Wednesday's show, Jordana now has braces behind her teeth.
Yes.
And she's dealing with this and she has a small lisp, but I think it's gotten better. I think towards the end of last episode, it's gotten better.
I appreciate that. And, you know, it's like, it's really made me appreciate my pre-braces life.
It's the little things. It is the little things. I'll tell you this. I was once in an Uber going to the airport, and on the Uber, there was a sign on the back of the seat that said, it was an older man driving, and the sign said, my name's Ralph, and I've recently had a stroke, and I hope it's okay that I can talk to you, because I drive for Uber to like talk to people because they say this is really good for me to get my speech back. And
oh, that's so nice.
Isn't that a sweet thing? And he was like this sweet old man. So I saw that sign, and anytime he talked to me, I was like, no talking. No, I'm kidding. Headphones. I took off my headphones, and we talked for the whole ride. And it really did feel like I was helping. You know, it felt good. And we had a nice conversation.
That's what they say. You're supposed to, the more you speak, the faster it goes away. So
this podcast is serving as some rehabilitation for you.
Yeah. And you, the listeners, are then helping me.
That's right. We're all helping each other. And you know how you can also help us? Support the sponsors. You can do that too.
Support the sponsors, rate, review, and subscribe. Share it on your stories.
Share it on your stories. These are the shareable episodes every Sunday. We got some screenshots in front of us. I'm coming to Albany. I'm doing shows in Albany, jaredfreed.com. I got a couple other dates. They're just not up yet, but they're coming. Jordana, anything else at Betches before we get going?
You've heard us talk about it before. Our Betches Moms podcast is out. You've seen the rebrand. And check out the new Red Flag or Deal Breaker game on shopbetches.com.
I have it. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, it's going to be great for all those post-vaccinated get-togethers. Red flag
dates
and
hangs. I'm telling you, New York is on fire right now. When the weather's nice,
I feel it.
People are out. People are like looking at each other. It just feels. I did a show, so I'm back. I've been doing shows. The Comedy Cellar's open too. I've seen some of you guys there. That's been very fun. They've put up plexiglass, and it's a little weird, but it's also, you know, it's a night to get out and be with people. I talked to I was on stage, and I'm like, hey, there was a two women and a guy, and I go, what's the dynamic here? Like, how do you guys all know each other? And they're like, and the woman on the outside goes, that's my husband. And then in the middle was another woman. I go, that's a weird way to sit. And she goes, well, this is our good friend, you know, Lauren. And I go, why is your husband's hand on Lauren's leg? And they all kind of were like, no, I don't know. And they were young. Like, it wasn't like, you would never have looked at them and been like, they didn't have like dream catcher earrings. They weren't like, they were just normal looking people. And I'm like, and the whole crowd like was like, there's something going on here.
That is something.
And I was like, is this the world we're entering into? Are these married
the
couples?
The roaring 20s.
Right? Throupling? I don't know. There's going to be some stories that are just weird. And I think everyone's just going out there being their full selves. I think that's kind of what this world is going
to
come
into. This is going to be an interesting summer. I'm excited to be on the pulse of like what's going on in the dating world to like really get the emails and see the issues that are arising and the problems that are being solved, the whole nine yards.
Keep sending them in, UUP@betches.com. You ready? Let's do the email.
I'm ready. Go for it.
J&J, absolutely. Oh, this is called, usually you read them, but I'm taking over today. How to deal Thank with you. Last minute changes of plans. Is changing the plan at the last second a deal breaker? Should you call them out? Jordana, what do you think about that?
It depends. I think this one is very contextual. So like changing the plan, canceling the plan, rescheduling the plan, like what, I think those are all very different things.
Totally. And it's all really like a change of the plan. A change doesn't matter. What comes after the change?
Right. And what is the change?
And when does it happen? Like, is it happening many times? Is it happening one time? And then the idea of like, call them out. I'm not a big call them. I don't call out people. I don't plan to work things with, through things with.
Right. I think there's a difference between saying what you're comfortable with and calling someone out. Calling someone out is like shaming them. And like, and it's saying like it's, I prefer to do this is like you saying what you want.
And shaming someone doesn't really teach them anything, especially if you're not like a consequential person in their life at that point. Like, and right. It only makes them kind of go, well, fuck off. Like, you know, I don't think it ever works, but let's do the email. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
J&J, love the podcast. You're changing the way my friends and I approach dating. It's been great. I have an odd, almost dating situation that I would love your thoughts on. So an odd, almost dating situation. Okay. Met this guy at a restaurant I used to go to a lot. He is the sommelier at the restaurant. And when I'd come...
He gets the second cheapest wine as well. Yeah,
that's right. More wine. He'd often send my friends and I a taste of a special wine, would always come say hi. My friends used to tell me that he was constantly checking me out. I always felt like we had chemistry, but he never asked me out, so I kind of figured he had either a girlfriend or was gay. I had never seen him on a dating app, and I was on all the apps. After about a year of knowing him peripherally, I saw him on Tinder last October. I swiped right, and we matched. We messaged first and quickly asked for my number. He texted right away and was super forward over text, saying that he always had a guest crush on me but would never cross that boundary. That's interesting.
I didn't know there was a boundary in that way. I guess maybe there could be. If it's like, if they're a regular customer, you don't want to make it weird for them.
Yeah, I guess I respect that. And also, like, you know, some people, like, you know, in the restaurant industry, like, some people are like, that's a client. Like, there's some people do take it that way, and I respect
Depends
that.
How much they're spending.
True.
I don't know if at the Cheesecake Factory, I don't know if they're calling them clients.
No, but I would assume if your restaurant has a sommelier, then the nature is a little different. He asked me out. We set a plan for about a week later. He texted me to confirm the day before. Then the day we're supposed to go out, he texted me that he wasn't going to be able to get out of a meeting early enough and asked if I could do the following night instead. The following day rolls around. It's 5 p.m. I still haven't heard anything from him. So I texted to see if we were still on and ultimately canceled again after getting stuck at work. We never rescheduled, but after that, he requested to follow me on Instagram, friended me on Facebook. Over the winter, I got the sense that he was pretty COVID safe, which was totally fine with me. I work in a hospital, so I might have been scary to him. We would intermittently communicate on Instagram with reactions to stories, etc. It was light and flirty, but never super suggestive. Last week, I ran into him in the Swiffer aisle at Target. We chatted. This guy doesn't get away from you. We chatted for a while.
How small is this town?
this is a small town. We chatted for a while, catching up, and he told me that he was now fully vaccinated and asked asked if I would want to grab a drink sometime. He texted me later that day. We set up a plan for Saturday. This was on a Monday. During our conversation at Target, he told me that he was getting dinner with a guy friend, specifically called it a guy date, that night at a restaurant around the corner from me. Okay, so At Target, he told me he was getting dinner with a guy friend, specifically called it a guy date that night at a restaurant around the corner from me. At 8:30 that night, he texted to see what I was doing right then as he was in my neighborhood and just finished dinner with his friend. I was honest that I was on my couch watching TV, and I really didn't want to just invite him over and give off the impression that I just wanted to sleep with him, but would have met him for a drink. We didn't meet up that night, and the week went by. On Friday evening, I texted to say I was excited for our date and see if we were on for Saturday. He responded with, "How about tonight?" I agreed to meet him, but we didn't settle on a plan. And when I said what time are places open till, he didn't respond for almost an hour. So now it was 9 p.m. I didn't know if I was getting dressed to go out or not. I sent the attached text, to which he immediately responded, "Wow, okay," which I took him as being offended. Do we want to go to the text?
Yeah, let's do the text, and then we can finish it. All right, you'll be him, I'll be her.
I'm him. Okay. "Hey, hope the Swiffers are doing the trick. Let me know about that drink."
"I haven't broken into them yet, but went with the lavender scent, which I'm pretty psyched about. And I'm free tomorrow, Saturday or next Monday or Tuesday, if any of that works for you."
"Ha ha ha. Oh, God. I think all those days might work, but tomorrow I have an insane Wednesday. What about Saturday?"
"LOL, don't hate on the lavender. Saturday sounds great."
"Oh, I have specific requirements on what I can use on my floor in my building. Never could use those, I'd get in trouble." Laughing face emoji.
Hashtag fancy hand flip emoji, I think.
No, I was reprimanded when I resigned. Ha ha ha. Yet here we are talking about floor cleaning.
2021 conversation topics.
Ha ha, right? 30s are fire.
Don't get me started on laundry detergent.
Ha ha, save that for Saturday.
Will do. Have fun at Copo tonight. Copa.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, she correct. Thanks. Obviously doing pre-dinner unnecessary Formaggio shopping.
Ooh. Oh, my God, so good. You're in my hood. I live on blank.
Right around the block.
Yep, it's dangerous being at arm's length to that much cheese.
Ha ha, I'm always like Buddy the elf in that store. And then he writes later, "What are you up to right now?"
To be completely honest, on my couch watching this week's Tournament of Champions on the Food Network.
Ha ha, perfect.
Are you tearing up the South End?
That's a big statement. Just finished dinner with my buddy.
How is the pizza?
Absolutely perfect.
Always is. Where are you heading for a nightcap?
Ha ha, no nightcaps these days, crying emoji.
Sad, but so true. And then, is this the next day?
I guess it's the next day. Yeah.
This is Friday night at like 8-ish. "Hi, how'd opening day 2.0 go? Excited for drinks tomorrow night. Are we still on?"
"What about tonight?"
"Yeah, I just got home from work, so could be ready in an hour-ish."
"What do you want to do?"
"What time are places open till?" And then she says, like, right after that, or maybe he didn't answer. "I'm feeling a little confused. I was really excited to go out with you tomorrow and get drinks. If you're not looking to date right now, that's totally fine. But seems like we might be looking for different things. I'm really sorry if I'm completely misreading you. If you're looking to date, I'd still love to get a drink tomorrow."
Wow. Okay.
"Did I completely misinterpret you?"
And then he sends a hand-risen emoji, which I'm confused by.
And then she sends a, like what do you call that?
An I don't know emoji?
Yeah, like hands up in the air, like I'm not sure.
And then a day later, or then...
Some point later, the next...
At some point later, he writes, "Hey." Yeah.
Wow, smooth. "Hi, what's up?" And then he doesn't answer. I think this was the next day.
Yeah.
And she says, "Are you still hoping to get a drink tonight? I'm trying to figure out my plans, but I don't know where we stand."
And then he writes, "Hey, hey."
Oh, this guy sucks.
Yeah, I know what he's doing.
Okay, so I think you're like, oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, it's
not
even a
making
trick
any sense
book.
To wear them down.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing you know where and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. you're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Boll & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is spanned a long period of time. He texted me the following day saying, hey, and you can see the rest of that very brief conversation. I was still really open to going out with him that night and honestly really wanted to. I'm feeling really disappointed because I felt like this was a long time coming and we always had this flirtatious energy between us. And I'm so confused. For context, I'm 31, he's 36. Is he just looking to hook up? Am I being crazy? I just want to go out with him, and he works in the restaurant industry, so I kind of expected him to be better at making plans. If he reaches out again, would I be an idiot for entertaining him? I'm just never got the impression that he would be an asshole from the superficial context in which I knew him, so I'm feeling so caught off guard. Thanks so much for the advice. Hay is for horses. So what do we think?
What do you, you said, I know what's going on here. So what's going on?
This guy is in the restaurant industry. He wants to go out casually and he doesn't want a date. He wants to make it perfectly clear that like you two are going out and it's going to be, hey, let's do tonight. And it's going to be quick and it's going to be fun, but he's not taking this as we're going on a date to see if there could be a date too. He's doing this as we're going out to go out and get a little too drunk, touch each other's legs and, you know, in an appropriate way and make out on a street corner and whatever happens, happens. But he's not looking to date. I think he's making it very clear. And it goes back to the way beginning of the email where it's like, you know, he never made a move because making a move would even be too much commitment for him.
Right. They matched on Tinder
and then had this thing in common. Yeah. And now they admit I liked you. You liked me. I didn't want to cross a line, but he didn't want to cross a line to make things awkward. Like sometimes you have to believe what people say. We both noticed how weird that was for him to be like, I don't want to cross a line. He doesn't want to cross a line because he's looking, he would fuck you, but he wouldn't date you.
Right.
And he knows that.
Which makes
that
more
would ruin,
sense that way.
Right. Like, you know, so.
Right.
You
know, I would say like, I mean, the question is like, is changing the plan at the last second a deal breaker? No, but like all of these little things combined, no one thing he's done here is like a complete fuck you, but all of them together kind of are. Does that make sense?
Totally. And she says, am I crazy? You're not crazy. I think you're the most sane person here. When you ask him, like, I think what she wrote is so perfect. I'm feeling a little confused. I was excited to go out with you tomorrow and get drinks. If you're not looking to date right now, that's totally fine. Like, he didn't even give a respectable answer. He just writes, wow, okay.
Right.
No, she made it pretty simple. I'm looking to date. He's basically like, wow, you know, taking this like moral authority.
She gave him
like,
the out, yeah, which is like annoying. Yeah.
That's the most annoying part. Like, I get it. Like, hey, let's go out tonight. Like, you know, she could have said at any point throughout this, hey, I'm looking for like a real date. That's why I wanted to go out with you. You seem cool. And she did get to this point at some point. But like,
right.
I think when someone is like, when someone ignores your total question and then goes back on this like, hey, wow, okay, hand raised, vague emoji train, like they're
it
looking for
like
vague.
A lack of maturity. To me, that would be like the biggest turnoff because it's like you're saying something vulnerable. You're like being very, very clear. I think she's being as clear as possible. And he's not even really giving her the respect of being like total, like understand, like giving her some sense of like understanding or that he's internalizing what she's saying. He's just like deflecting and being kind of annoying.
He's being annoying, but I'll defend the indefensible, okay, for 2 seconds because I don't think
as you do.
As I do. I don't think he's a defendable person, but I'm like, how would he say to her, I'm looking for a casual night? You know, like, because I know
after she said this or before?
I don't know when, but I when I said I know what he's doing, I know what he's angling for. I don't know what, you know, his, I just know that he's angling for a date that's less than a date.
Right.
And I guess it's okay for him to want that. He should have said that after she wrote her message that she like was like, what's the deal here?
Jared, when you, like, back in the day when you were, like, you know, like, single, people would slide into your DMs, all of that. I feel like sometimes people would, like, kind of, like, DM you wanting you to take them on a date. And I feel like you had a response that you, I remember you had a response that you would send back that was, like, I'll meet you after a show, but, like, I'm not looking to, like, go on a formal
I had
or something to that effect.
Responded that way in the past where I was just like, hey, like, this is very nice. But, like, you know, there's a piece of me that was like, you know, there's a piece of me that goes, why not just go for drinks? You know what I mean? Like this guy going for drinks, like, I think he's, like, ahead of himself already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it does feel like he's not even giving this a chance. So I do understand from her perspective is, like, you can't even do a fucking planned night of drinks. Like, am I beneath that? Like, I look back on, like, saying, like, hey, I'll meet up later if that's something you're looking for, but I understand if you don't want that, that's cool, too. Like, he could have written that. Like, hey, I'm looking for something really casual. I'm not looking to, like, get in
right, that's what I'm saying. I feel like if I were her, I would almost appreciate that because that would be, like, very clear. It would be, at least be, like, taking me seriously.
Yeah, he doesn't take her seriously. He doesn't even treat her as, like, an equal in this.
Right, like, he's treating her as, like, if, like, this is entirely on, like, whenever, if I'm, like, literally in the mood 1 minute to do this, then, like, I'll try to do it. But if I'm not in the mood 5 minutes later, then, like, I don't care about your schedule. I'm just, like, going to tell you I'm not going. Like, I don't respect your schedule at all.
At all. Yeah. I think there's a way to say something. He's got to say something. He's got to make the effort to try. Like, at this point, he's not even trying to explain himself, which is actually the most damning thing for him.
Right. I think there's plenty of stuff he could say. He could say, hey, like, meant everything I said, like, definitely always thought you were cute. I just want to make sure, like, we're on the same page. I'm down to get drinks. I'm down to have fun. I'm not really looking for anything serious right now. Just so you know.
I think that's what he should say. And I think guys shy away from that because there is something a little bullshitty that sounds. I think it does sound a little bullshitty. I think some people would get offended by that, even though they don't really have a right to. But, like, I think.
Well, that's their problem. It's kind of like,
I know.
People can get offended by whatever you say. Like,
sure.
You can get offended if you're too into them. All you can do is, like, say what's true, and how someone takes it is their problem. But, like, I think, like, that's what we should strive for in the dating world is, like, some semblance of honesty that, like, might not always be received well, but at least you, like, did all you could.
Yeah. I think this guy, like, you know, it is a hard thing to say, like, because it is such a small, like, he is being so small about it. Like, it's so small to be like, Saturday night at 8 is too much for me. Like, I want Friday while I'm out. Like, you know, it's like, it's just so...
It's immature to me, I think. It's
immature,
like,
and it's also... The immature part is that he doesn't even trust himself to say on the date that that's what he's looking for. Like, he could go on the date Saturday night at 8 and go, this has been a ton of fun. I'm just letting you know right off the bat, like, I'm here because you're cute. I'm here because you're fun. This is not a high investment thing for me. I'm just looking to, like, go out with someone that I think is cute. Like, and I'm not looking for something more serious. Like, I think he doesn't even trust himself to say that on a date.
Right. And I mean, when she writes, if he reaches out again, would I be an idiot for entertaining him? I think it's like, you're not going to be an idiot for entertaining him, but, like, I think he's made it pretty clear that he's not taking whatever you guys are considering doing seriously. And I don't feel like that's going to get any better. So if you just want to hook up, then, so, like, sure.
When someone asks this question, would I be an idiot? I'm with you 100%. You're not an idiot, no matter what you do. You're a smart person. You're just as smart as us. I would say, and this is kind of like, think of how you'd feel if this date does happen. Imagine it. Play it out in your head. You go on the date. You guys have fun time. You have drinks. You make out in a street corner. You go back to your place. He goes back to his place. You text the rest of the night. Oh, I wish I would have stayed over. I wish you would have came over. You look so good tonight. And then the next day, then you go into like 2 months of not being able to make a second date. The same thing you just went through. Because that's probably what's going to happen. You're probably going to have the same exact experience leading up to date two. If that would leave you disappointed and exhausted, you shouldn't go on a date with this guy ever again. If that is right. Something that seems fun to you, and listen, there might be someone out there that's they want it. Everyone wants to do one fun date night, and if this guy's the way that gets you off the couch, good for that. You know, good for you. But be realistic about it.
I agree. That's I think it. We did it again.
We solved dating again. People, keep telling your friends, keep telling your coworkers, keep spreading the word. Rate, review, and subscribe. We got sponsors on every episode. If there's a way that sponsor could help you, then use the promo codes, people. And we'll be back on Wednesday, right?
See you Wednesday. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.